Hello, beloved. In 1 Chronicles 16, we hear, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed as a statute to Jacob, as an everlasting covenant to Israel, saying, 'To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. When you were few in number and of little account and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, "Touch not my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day." God, we are asking that the salvation of our God would fill the people of Belarus with hope. God, for so many that are still struggling with the lingering effects of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, we are asking that you would send forth messages of hope, messages of peace, and that the promise that God our God is our salvation, he will deliver us and take us to himself, that we would give thanks to his holy name and glory in his praises, and that we would be able to say, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." That would be seen among those who now have their independence from Russia, and yet still are so dependent upon them. We pray that those who are in the Orthodox and Catholic churches would savor the scriptures of the Old and New Testament, that they would love the Word of God, that they would cherish the Word of God, and that you would bring about a reformation, that you would bring about a restoration of trust and hope in the sweetness of communion with God Almighty, in whatever form would be best for your bride. We are asking that you would continue to affirm people as they put their hope and trust in Christ. We're asking that they would not give way to despondency or hopelessness, but that they would persevere, knowing that you are good and you do good. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My beloved.